Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen all around the world. Welcome to the Encouraging Word Global Network. Started a little late tonight, but we're back on. Had a little technical difficulty, but we are on and rolling pretty good right now. So we're going to have a quick introduction of a song real quickly, and we'll be right back with you, okay? We're back with you. Hold on.
His love overcomes.
Yes, yes, ladies and gentlemen, what about the children? Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Encouraging Word Internet Radio Program with your host, Elder Kevin Vaughn. Tonight we want to dedicate, and we're dedicating actually the program all month to our children out there. Concerned about our children, our personal children, those in our families, of course, and those in our neighborhood and those in our city. So we just want to really encourage everybody and most of you already are doing it already that listen to the program, but we want to make sure that you are having time with your children, talking to your children, letting them know that you love them, encouraging them, and of course, keeping them under God's care through prayer and fasting as well. So we thank you so much for that. This is the Encouraging Word Global Network. We're not going to keep you long tonight, but again, we just wanted to dedicate this time to our children. We're also going to talk about our teens today and some of the things that they're struggling with so we can pray over them and for them as well. And one thing we want to do is encourage everybody, mothers, fathers, sisters and brothers and aunts and uncles and grandmas and great-grandmas, just to encourage you to have some precious time with our children today. Talk to our teenagers, talk to our young people today, and let them know how important and exciting they are in God's eyes today. So we just want to let you know, hey, we're going to have a word of prayer. We'll open up in prayer, and we'll talk to you about some of the things our teens are going through. We'll talk about some statistics real quickly, and we want to pray against every one of these things in the name of Yeshua God today. So we thank you for those listening all across the globe. This is your host, Kevin Vaughn, on the Encouraging Word Global Network. I want you to consider encouraging people, encouraging your young people each and every day. Okay, let's go to the word of prayer. Father God, we thank you so much. And also, too, we thank Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw for supporting us as well. Ladies and gentlemen, they are senior pastors of Kingdom Life Worship Center in Fayetteville, Georgia, in the great state of Georgia. They do an awesome job of teaching and preaching the Word of God for us that attend there. And, of course, they're also known around the globe from different events and different ministries that they've been a part of around the globe as well. So we thank God for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw supporting the network as well. So thank you so much, Bishop and the family. And we love you guys in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's go to a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you so much for who you are. We thank you for the opportunity to be alive today. Father God, we thank you for the network. We pray for everybody that's listening, Father God, those who are on the call, those who are listening via their mobile devices, and those who are listening around the globe later, Father God, as well. So we thank you in advance for those who are listening to us in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you for the topic. We want you to cover our children tonight, Father God, cover our teenagers, our young adults, our toddlers, our babies, Father God. We just want to have a wonderful time of prayer and fasting for those children tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Father God, we pray for the family too as well. Pray for moms and dads. We pray for the family tonight, Father God. And we just pray for a hedge of protection around our children today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. So we thank you in advance. And Father God, we'll give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the God honor, Father God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. So we thank you, Father. We want to give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're dedicating the Encouraging Word Global Network to our young people tonight, specifically our family members, and of course, those children all around the world. One of the things we want to talk about tonight and share with you, and most of you know these statistics already, but our young people, specifically the top 10 issues that our teens are struggling with today, I want to go over that. So these are the top social issues that our teenagers are struggling with today. And this could be in our family, in our neighborhood, in our state, in our city, in our county, and of course in our nation and around the globe. But we really want to pray for those in our own families first, of course, and then pray for those teenagers around us. they struggle with. And we also pray against these areas in the name of Jesus. So every one of these areas I'm going to mention, we also pray against in the name of Jesus. So depression is one area that our teens struggle with today. So we pray for the joy of the Lord, Father God, to be their strength today in Jesus' name. Our young people, our teenagers specifically, sexual activity, Father God, we know that they grow. They're growing up. Our teenagers grow up and may not get the proper education and training in this area, Father God. So we pray, Father God, against this area of abuse, Father God, for sexual activity. We pray against that in the name of Jesus. Father God, we also pray against drug use as well, drug use. Our teenagers get involved in drug use. We pray against that in Jesus' name. And ladies and gentlemen, these are the top 10 social issues that our teens are struggling with today. And we're dedicating the Encouraging Word Global Network all month to our teenagers, to our children, Father God, so we can pray against the things that come against them that would try to harm them, would try to take them off of your word, Father God, and take them away from what you do. So we thank you so much for those joining us all across the globe tonight. Our teenagers also deal with alcohol use. So, Father God, we pray against alcohol addiction and alcohol use for our teenagers today. We ask you to put a hedge of protection around our teenagers today, Father God. We know they're going to probably be exposed to alcohol, but we pray, Father God, that their consumption and their addiction to alcohol may cease, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray against obesity in the name of Jesus, Father God, against our teens as well. We pray against academic problems, Father God. We know there's a lot of pressures on our children today, whether it's from the home, from the society, could be even from social media, the internet, Father God. We pray for that would take them off their game, take them off their purpose in the academic area, Father God, would confuse their brain even, Father God. So we pray against academic problems of our teens today, Father God. Also, Father, peer pressure. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you guys know that this is huge. Peer pressure, Father God, from all levels, whether it's school, it could be even from home with siblings. It could be, of course, on social media as well, ladies and gentlemen. So we pray in the name of Jesus against peer pressure for our teens today. And as you know, that's a lot of pressure and a lot of things that go on there as well. Matter of fact, as you all know, there's adult teen pressure that is amazing too for adults. We got grown people that are pressured by adults today. And Father God, we just pray against that distraction in the name of Jesus. Another area, ladies and gentlemen, that we're praying against tonight as we lift up our children today on the Encouraging Word Global Network is social media, right? We know social media can be used for good and it can be used for bad. So Father God, we ask a hedge of protection again over our teens that they make the right decisions, but also let us as parents and let us as adults be involved, Father God, in their lives enough so we can coach them and encourage them and give them an understanding on why social media could be an issue for them today. That's along with peer pressure. Also, too, on-screen violence. We want to encourage people out there to limit your limit the time for our teenagers to be on television, or watching television specifically. There's so many things that would take them away from God, give them an insensitivity towards others as well. As you know, on-screen violence, that could be our computers. It could be computer games. And, of course, all the negative things that television brings as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, that was the top 10 issues that that our teens struggle with today. And we want to pray against that and pray over our children today. Also, too, I'm not going to read all these statistics. I want to give a chance for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw to come on as well. Ladies and gentlemen, our wonderful pastors that oversee the network. But there's so many things. And, of course, we have a nationally known statistics as well. But nationally, ladies and gentlemen, for our children, over 7 million. This is amazing, guys. Over 7 million U.S. children come to the attention of Child Protection Services each year, according to the Children's Bureau report. This is as of 2015. Just incredible. Also, too, we talked about some of these before, but over 207,000 children receive foster care. Lord Jesus, we just pray, Father God, over our children right now that are in foster care, those that are in foster care, Father God. 3% of victims are neglected. We pray, Father God, that you put a hedge of protection around our children, Father God, where they're neglected. Father God, I just can't imagine. And I know some of us, see, we didn't grow up like that. We grew up with mom and dad and grandparents and the church, even the church, you know, taking care of business as far as helping raise us, as you say, raise the village, raising our children today. 2% of the victims are physically abused. Father God, we pray against abuse of our children today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We pray against the enemy. We pray against adults, Father God, and even other children that may try to physically abuse another child, Father God. So 2% of victims are physically abused. Father God, we pray against this one for sure. 4% of victims are sexually abused. Father God, we pray against the perpetrators, Father God, and all the evil one, Father God, will come against the children, Father God, in a sexual manner. We pray against that in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask that you specifically protect children right now, Father God, across the globe, those who may be in our neighborhood, Father God, in our county, in our city, in our state, Father God, in our nation, and globally as well, Father God. We know there's a lot of abuse going on with children right now, and Father God, we pray against that right now, Father God, that there be an angel of protection around each one of these children, Father God. Father God, 9% of victims are psychologically maltreated as well, Father God. Our children are being told they're nothing. Some children, Father God, are being told they won't amount to anything. They shouldn't be here. They're a mistake. Father God, we pray against the enemy right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, for our children today, Father God. And we fast for our children today, Father God, where they're psychologically being put down in the name of Jesus, Father God. 9% of children, ladies and gentlemen, 9% of child abuse victims die from neglect, Lord Jesus. 9% of child abuse victims die from neglect. Father God, save that soul, save that child, Father God. 9% of child abuse victims die from physical abuse. Lord Jesus, we pray against those who would try to physically harm a child, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. 4% of children, ladies and gentlemen, who die from child abuse are under 1 year. Father God, we ask that you just protect that child, protect that little one, Father God. Father God, we thank you right now in advance, Father God, you're protecting children, because we know there's something happening to children, unfortunately, right now, as this broadcast goes across the airways, Father God. Well, we ask that you intervene, Father God, that your Spirit, Holy Spirit, Father God, intervene in the name of Yeshua, Father God, and stop that abuse, Father God, in any way. Ladies and gentlemen, more than 90% of the juvenile, more than 90% of juvenile sexual abuse victims are predators as well. And they grow up with the evilness inside them, Father God, not necessarily fully their fault because they've been abused over the years, but if they've been sexually abused, they grew up to be predators. And Father God, we pray against that. And we ask that the Spirit of God come across, Father God, and help that individual, Father God, help them get rid of that spirit in the name of Jesus, Father God. So ladies and gentlemen, we've been just reading a few statistics. I want to move on here. But we want to pray for our young people today. We're dedicating the Encouraging Word Global Network to our children in our own homes first. And we just thank God that we can pray for other children, Father God, that are not our own. We want to pray for our nation and pray for our city and our state as well. And I'm just going to read a few scriptures real quick, and I'm opening up the lines for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw to bring their wonderful word on this as well tonight. Matthew, real quickly, Matthew 8 and 6 says, but whosoever's cause of these little ones, people got to answer to God. Anybody who touches a child in the wrong manner, they're going to have to answer to God. So Matthew 18 and 6 says, but whosoever cause one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, right? We have people out there who take young people away from God. It would be better for him to have a great milestone fastened around his neck to be drowned in the deep depth of the sea. That's the word of the Lord. Do not mess with children. Psalms 68 and 5 says, Father of the fatherless and protector of the widows is God in his holy habitation. So we thank God that he's protecting the young people, protecting the fatherless, protecting the motherless today. And there's so many children that are in foster care, And we understand there's some children that lost their parents through death. You know, we understand that. And they're now part of the ward of the state. So we ask God to protect them. Psalms 32:7 says, "You are a hiding place for me. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with shouts of deliverance." Shelah. And the last scripture before I open up the lines here, 2 Thessalonians says, "But the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one." But ladies and gentlemen, we have to pray. We are dedicating the Encouraging Word Global Network to our wonderful, wonderful children. First in our families, we want to continue to pray and fast and educate and train and encourage them as well. And then we want to also reach out to our neighborhood, our neighbors, and to our county and city as well as we live our own lives. But we want to pray and protect our children in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Do apologize for the late start tonight, but we thank God for the opportunity to be with you tonight. And we thank God for the opportunity to pray and fast for our children on the Encouraging Word Global Network. God bless you tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm open to the lines. I want to give some time for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw. We thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. They are, for those who are just joining us, Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw are senior pastors of Kingdom Life Worship Center in Fayetteville, Georgia. And for more information about that ministry, just give me a call or text at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. So at this time, we're going to open up the lines for Dr. Crenshaw. Thank you so much, Doctor, for being with us tonight. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, Kevin. Thank you so very much for that continued focus on our children. And we certainly cannot focus on that enough, considering the hour that we live in, the season that we live in. We know that the scripture tells us that we live in perilous times. And we, all of us that are listening tonight, must realize how important it is. Just as we are passionate about everything else that we do in life, we have to come to a place that we're passionate about this next generation.
Yes.
And if we're passionate, then we're going to do something about it. There's nothing in our lives that we consider from our own selfish standpoint. If we're passionate about it, that means we're going to do something about it. So we need to do something about the things that are happening in the world today. Comes to our young people and our children, we need to do something. The Bible tells us several things that we need to do. He says, "Suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not." Instead of engaging children in those things that are perverted, into those things that are not of God, we need to find ways to provoke them toward the things of the Lord. What are we instilling into them? What are we saying to them? How are we examples before them? And sometimes we can be negative examples and don't even realize we're being a negative example, because it's not about I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't do this, I don't do that. But how's my presentation? How's my communication skills? What are the things that I am doing that makes me a good example for children to follow? Because we all know that children observe, they watch, and they do pay attention. The Bible teaches us that we are focused on leaving a heritage for our children and our children's children. That heritage is not just materialistic. I can think back on my life tonight and today and think about the heritage of wisdom that my mother left me. I'll say that again, mm-hmm. A heritage of wisdom. It was beyond just that, you know, I own my mom's house, and she left me this, and she left me that. So be it, it's true. But however, I'm even more so grateful that she left me wisdom, because even with the materialistical things, if I don't have wisdom, I throw it all away. I don't know what to do with it. I don't know how to use it. So are you instilling into your children wisdom? What kind of heritage of wisdom are we leaving for them? What kind of heritage of example we are leaving for them, which is beyond how much money they got in the bank? Because if you don't instill in them wisdom, they won't know what to do with it. Probably, you know, 5 minutes after you get out of the grave, it's gone. So the reality is, even Solomon said, he prayed for wisdom, and the Lord gave him riches. Can you imagine that? He prayed for wisdom. We need to leave a heritage of wisdom for our children so they can look back and say, I remember what Mama said. I remember what Daddy said. It was much more beyond the fact that I got a full bank account. So consider that tonight. Consider that tonight. In a world that's chaotic, in a world that's coming up with all perverted mindsets and all types of things that's going on in the earth, my God, when I wake up, I want the Holy Spirit to give me a strategy of wisdom for my children and my children's children so they don't go out and do things that are off against the will of the Lord because they haven't considered the outcome. Many people do the things that they do, say the things that they say, pursue after the things that they pursue because they have not considered the end result or the outcome. In everything that we do, in looking forward in our lives, we must consider, not that I just did it, not just whatever, but wisdom tells me, think about the outcome. What is the end result? And you can't even consider what the end result is if you don't know what your objective is. My objective is that my children, when I'm gone, that they're going to be able to walk in the ways of the Lord, and they're going to be able to make wise decisions based upon the wisdom that I've instilled into their hearts and into their minds. Yes, some of them are going to make mistakes, but my goal is to make sure that I leave a heritage of wisdom. Father, we thank you tonight, and we praise you that wisdom is being released upon every hearer tonight, upon every parent tonight, so that we don't live in a world and worry so much about materialistic things only. Because materialistic things and the ability to gain things is useless. Now, day-to-day wisdom. So we thank you for wisdom. In Jesus' name, God bless you, Elder Kim.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen all around the world, that was the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw, senior pastor, along with her awesome husband, Bishop John Crenshaw. So thank you so much, Doc, for that powerful word. Powerful, powerful word. Thank you. Thank you so much. Bishop, we thank you so much for joining us tonight. We got you live on the air, Bishop. Thank you. How are you?
Praise the Lord. Fine, Ella Kevin. How you doing? God
Amen.
Bless
doing
you.
Great.
Thank God for the word for Elder Kevin and Dr. Crenshaw. We praise God for all of the words of encouragement to our young people and the older people. We thank God as we continue to pray for our young people that God will instill in them the righteousness of God and protect them from all danger of the enemy. Praise God. Each and every day in the world that we live in is as corrupted as it is, that God has angels encamp about them. Father, we thank you tonight for your word. Your word will not return to your void, but it will accomplish that you plead. It will prosper into the thing whereto you sent it. You sent your word and it healed, God, and we thank you right now. We decree and declare, you said in your word, where two or three touch and agree and ask anything according to your word, you heareth us. And God, we thank you right now. It's already done. The children are protected. The children are taken care of. The children are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, that the angels encamp about them each and every moment of their lives. And I thank you, God, as you give them the wisdom and continue to direct their path each and every day, even their parents, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that you shed it on Calvary. Lord, we thank you, God, that you, the Son, is set free, is free indeed. And we decree and declare that our children are safe, are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, and no harm will come near their dwelling. And neither our loved ones, our grandchildren, our great grandchildren, none of our children, our cousins, nieces, and nephews, you will protect child, every individual, every little child, small adult child. Lord, you protect their lives and take care of them each and every day. And Lord, even when we are not there physical, that you are there to protect them, that you will encamp your angels about them, and you will instill in them the righteousness of God, and you will protect them even in their school, even in their homes, even around their friends. God, and you protect them, have angels encamp about every moment of their lives. And God, in your love, we thank you right now. No no danger will come near that dwelling, God. No harm will come up on them in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now. We call it so. And Father, we give you all the praise and glory, give you all the glory, and God, even as those, even now, as your angels encamp about them, Lord, let their sleep be sweet in you, and God, give them a prosperous day each and every day of their lives, and God, and I thank you right now. We cancel every assignment of the enemy, every assignment, every evil work of the enemy come to try to destroy their lives or harm them, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that your angels will encamp about them, and God, that you will put a person that will be able to protect them and see and be able to discern when things are going wrong in their lives. And we thank you right now, even as we pray, one can put 1,000, two put 10,000 to flight. And Father, we call it so tonight, God, even tonight, even the adults. Lord, we thank you for your angels in camp about. And I thank you, God, that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We thank you right now, God. We thank you, God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We thank you right now, Lord, that you would direct our path and you would keep us, God. Even, Lord, you would thank you for what you've already done and what you're going to do in days to come. And, God, we give you all the praise and all glory shall be thine forever. I thank you, Lord, for the parents even today. God, we give you glory. We give you praise, God. We lift your name up for all the things that you're doing. We thank you, God, that no child will go hungry. No child will go without. No child will go without love, God. In the name of Jesus, that they'll have pure love in their hearts, God. And I thank you right now that you will protect them each and every moment, God. We glorify your name, God, and we give you all the praise and all glory shall be thine. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much for that powerful, powerful word, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Amen. Praise God. Ladies and gentlemen, we're just excited about God's word going forth. And when Bishop prays, when Doc prays, things happen, ladies and gentlemen. We just want you to know that prayer works. And we got to stay diligent. We got to stay on the word each and every day for our children. So we love you guys. We thank God for you. Thank you so much for your time out there. This is the Encouraging Word Global Network, ladies and gentlemen. Kevin Vaughn, your host tonight. And we just wanted to dedicate this whole month of September to our children. There's a lot going on against them. And there's a lot of great things with great families as well going on as well. The good things, we want to glorify God for the good parents and the good grandparents and all the people that are taking care of our children properly. But there's a lot of things that are going on against our children that we must pray as we have tonight and recognize and pray that God protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for your time. Didn't want to hold you too much longer, of course. And we want you to have a great rest of the evening, a powerful and productive week. And we want you to know that Jesus is Lord. And we thank God for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw, senior pastors of Kingdom Life Worship Center, ladies and gentlemen, in Fayetteville, Georgia. And once again, for more details, give me a holler at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. And we'll be glad to give you more details about this powerful ministry with Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'll leave you with this real quickly. Remember to always outlove, outforgive, and outserve each other in the name of Jesus. We'll see you next time on the Encouraging Word Global Network. Jesus is Lord. Bye-bye. Thank you.